Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so get ready for some truly wild neighbor drama.
Oh, I'm always up for a good neighbor story. Everyone's got one, right?
Exactly. And this one comes straight from a listener who submitted their experience to another podcast, actually, the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Oh, talk about niche marketing. I'm intrigued already.
Right. So this one is a doozy. It almost made the listener move. That's how bad it got. But there's a good resolution, thankfully. But let's start at the beginning.
Okay, set in the scene.
So picture this. Our listener, she finds this perfect, peaceful duplex, got her two well-behaved Dalmatians. Life is good. You know the drill.
Sounds idyllic.
Yeah.
Almost too good to be true, knowing where this is going.
You know it. Because enter Stan, the new next-door neighbor.
Ah, I already don't like this. Stan character nicknames in these stories never mean anything good.
Never. And he's got not one, but two dogs of his own. And leash training. Let's just say it wasn't a priority.
Yeah, we see those leash laws everywhere. But it's situations like this that make you realize why they exist.
Tell me about it. This listener's dealing with these unleashed dogs tearing through her garden. I'm talking turning it into a withered, urine-soaked wasteland. And that's a direct quote.
Oh, I can practically smell it from here.
Yikes.
It just feels so disrespectful, too. Like, a complete disregard for someone else's property.
Exactly. And, like, it's one thing if it's just the occasional accident, but this was constant. Plus the noise. Stan's idea of dog training was apparently yelling, "Get out of the road and get inside now," at the top of his lungs, morning till night.
Huh. It's amazing how some people just don't realize they're contributing to noise pollution. It's more than just annoying. It's a genuine quality of life issue.
100%. And it gets weirder. These dogs weren't barking at the mailman or anything normal. They were barking at clouds.
Clouds. Okay, that is a new one. What could they even...
I know. It's like, what do they see that we don't? Makes you wonder if there are other things going on with those dogs.
Right, like maybe anxiety or sensory overload.
Yeah.
Especially with a chaotic environment like you're describing. It's just not a good sign.
And it gets worse. Stan gets a girlfriend who also just happens to have a dog. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, no. Adding fuel to the fire.
Exactly. And now it's not just about the noise or destroyed plants. The listener's own dogs are being attacked on walks, and Stan does nothing.
See, that's where it crosses a line for me. We're not talking about bad pet etiquette anymore. That's straight up negligence, and it's putting other animals in danger.
Remember how I mentioned earlier the listener got a glimpse inside Stan's apartment?
Oh, yeah. Things are about to get interesting.
To say the least, imagine this trash everywhere. Like little pathways just to get through it.
Okay, so we're talking potential hoarding situation.
Sounds like it. The listener said it was like something out of a hoarding reality show.
That's wild. Yeah. And you know, it's a sensitive topic. Hoarding disorder is a real thing.
Oh, absolutely. We're not trying to diagnose anyone here.
Right. But
yeah,
it does make you think about the bigger picture. It's not just about being messy. It could be a sign of something more serious.
For sure. And for the listener living next door, it's just another layer of stress on top of everything else.
Exactly. It's one thing to deal with your own stuff, but when it starts impacting your neighbors, that's when it crosses a line.
100%. And speaking of crossing lines, remember that rat infestation they had in the building around that time?
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Well, where do you think Stan liked to keep his overflowing trash?
Don't tell me. Right outside his door on their shared porch.
Bingo.
Ugh. Talk about inconsiderate.
Yeah,
not to mention a health hazard. It's like he wasn't even trying.
Right. And remember, the listener, she really liked her place. Rent was reasonable. The commute worked for her. She's trying to be understanding.
Oh, totally. It's easy to judge from the outside.
Yeah.
But you have to remember everyone's situation is different.
Exactly. But even with all that, this is going way beyond bad neighbor territory, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. At this point, it's impacting her quality of life, and that's not okay. You have a right to feel comfortable in your own home.
Exactly. And for a listener, that breaking point comes on a sweltering summer night. Stan's dogs are losing it. The smell of marijuana is so strong, she says it was like living in a Cheech and Chong movie.
Oh, man, I can practically feel the frustration.
Right. So she finally snaps, goes over there, confronts Stan about everything. The noise, the smell, the whole nine yards.
A bad time. What'd he say?
Basically told her to chill out and close her windows.
Are you kidding me? Classic avoidance. No accountability whatsoever.
Nope. And that's when things go from bad to worse. Remember that little shred of neighborly peace we were talking about? Gone.
What happened?
The listener later finds her fridge reeking. Someone had poured tuna all over her groceries.
Whoa, hold on. What? That's messed up. That's not even about being a bad neighbor anymore. That's straight up malicious.
Right, like someone was trying to send a message.
Exactly, and that's where it becomes less about setting boundaries and more about personal safety. Things are escalating quickly.
And it's about to get even darker. It wasn't just the tuna.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah. And it gets really creepy. The listener finds this giant smiley face someone spray painted on her door.
Seriously. Okay, that's just unsettling.
Right, but it doesn't stop there. Then she starts finding these notes left on her car.
What kind of notes?
Like, we're watching you, you can't hide, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's not just a neighbor dispute anymore. That's straight up intimidation.
Exactly. And at this point, the listener is understandably freaked out. I mean, wouldn't you be?
100%. This is where you have to take it seriously. It's not just annoying anymore. It's a safety concern.
Absolutely. And to her credit, she doesn't just ignore it. She actually installs security cameras.
Good. Documentation is key in situations like this.
Yeah.
You need proof if things escalate.
And escalate, they did. The footage showed Stan lurking on her porch late at night holding something. Couldn't quite make it out, but still.
Oh, that sends chills down my spine. Just thinking about it, you never know what someone's capable of.
Right. But even with the cameras, the final straw was this handmade doll left hanging from her doorknob with a pin stuck through its heart.
Okay. Nope. That is way too far. That's not about boundaries anymore. That's about messing with someone's head.
Exactly. And thankfully, that's when things finally turn around. Remember I said there was a satisfying resolution?
Oh, yeah. What happened?
The listener, she decides enough is enough and contacts the owner of the property directly, goes over Stan's head.
Good for her. Yeah. Sometimes you got to go straight to the top.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to safety.
Right. And in this case, it worked. The owner was appalled by everything the listener described. The harassment, the threats, the whole nine yards. They served Stan with an eviction notice immediately.
Wow. That's amazing. Talk about a happy ending. Or at least a satisfying one.
Right. The listener was finally free from this nightmare neighbor, but she was very open about the fact that it took time to recover from the experience.
Of course, trauma like that doesn't just disappear overnight. It takes time to feel safe again, especially in your own home.
Absolutely. It makes you think, though, how many people are dealing with situations like this right now.
Right. And they suffer in silence because they're either afraid to speak up or don't know where to turn.
That's why it's so important to remember you're not alone. There are resources available if you're dealing with a difficult neighbor.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. There are tenants' rights organizations, legal aid groups, things like that.
Absolutely. Your safety and well-being are paramount. Never forget that.
Couldn't agree more. Sometimes a fresh start is the best thing for everyone involved.
Well said. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. A huge thank you to our listener for sharing their story and to our expert for their incredible insights.
It's been my pleasure. And remember, listeners, you deserve to feel safe and respected in your own homes. Don't settle for anything less.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.